Hi there. The word for you today is live for others. That's what Paul the Apostle did. In 2 Corinthians 12, verse 15, he writes, I will gladly spend and be spent for you. At first, Nelson Mandela was motivated by a dream to free himself from oppression, but his dream expanded to include others. He writes, the hunger for my own freedom became the greater hunger for the freedom of my people. It was this desire for freedom, the freedom of my people, to live their lives with dignity and self-respect that animated my life, that transformed a frightened young man into a brave one, that drove a law-abiding attorney to become a criminal, turned a family-loving man into a man without a home, that forced a life-loving man to live like a monk. When Mandela found himself at the crossroads of life, with one path leading to personal gain and the other path to serving his people, he chose the more difficult, higher road of helping others. And look at the impact he has made. Have you been confronted with that decision? If so, it doesn't mean abandoning your dream. It actually means expanding it. Thomas Edison said, I never perfected an invention without thinking in terms of how it would benefit others. And he didn't stop being an inventor so that he could help others. No, he used what he had already accomplished for himself to help others. Don't simply aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference. Paul writes, I will not be burdensome to you, for I do not seek yours but you, and I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. In getting and gaining, you may become materially successful, but only in serving do you become significant. So, live for others.